This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
All right, back at it for another hour, folks.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
With Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Hennin. Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
And with countless
tackling the hot topics. Still got to get to the stack of stuff here. Harvard wants their kids to take food stamps. Remember now, you're eligible for food stamps. I think the average salary, or household income, rather, of a Harvard student would be.
Oh.
I think the family can afford to feed them. I think they can do the meal plan, I'm pretty sure. So, anyway,
I can tell you, $95K average salary after attending undergrad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and their families, I think, could take care of them while they're going to school.
Seems to not have been a problem up to this point, Yeah. But again, we're letting everybody in now. Skin color matters, so.
St. Paul residents are ticked about crime. Going to tell you about that, too. We have that story of the Student Leadership Award going to an incoming junior at Watford City, awarded yesterday in West Fargo at the Governor's Summit on Innovative Education. You can't believe what this youngster's done. That's my feel-good story of the day. Coming up here in a little bit. That and more. Stick around. More of your comments rolling in, too, on the family-friendly drag queen show. Did you feel me doing the air quotes of family-friendly?
Yeah, I did.
We're calling it, I shouldn't say weird.
Well, I saw you do it. So.
The organizers are doing it.
Yeah, they are again.
The protection of family-friendly. Their defense against the law. So, anyway, more of that coming up. Right now, I want to catch up with Sean Doberstein from the Hector International Airport. He's executive director there, and they earlier this week had a meeting, laid out some more plans through the expansion that is happening and underway at the Hector International Airport in Fargo. I know a lot of our listeners from all over North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota are part of the incredible growth that is happening at the Hector's International Airport, rather, in Fargo. And so we wanted to talk to Sean a little bit about what you'll see in the future. Hello, Sean. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Thank you. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, buddy.
So describe for our listeners what the when all said and done with your expansion, what things will look like at the Hector International Airport.
Well, it looks significantly different than the footprint that you see right now. And yesterday, our design development team unveiled a fly-through of the terminal expansion. So you can go on our website, fargoairport.com, scroll down to the bottom, click on Airport Authority, and then once you're on there, click on Terminal Expansion. And you can see a 3-minute, 31-second video of what the exterior will look like, and then also do a walkthrough of what the terminal will look like upon completion. There's still a few more internal details to work out with some concession space and some other areas, the restrooms and so forth, but you'll get a pretty good idea of what the terminal will look like once it's completed in 2026.
And for folks that aren't looking at it right now, what are you most excited about? What's the biggest change that the flying public will notice?
It's a different look. It's a warmer feeling, lots of glass, lots of natural light, additional gate space, so you're not so constrained right now when you sit in the hold room or the departure lounge waiting for your flight, additional concession space, restroom space. There's a pet relief area for those that do travel with service dogs. We're required to have that by the FAA. Just lots of different amenities that we're not able to do in the current footprint of the terminal. But 4 additional gates, so we'll have a total of 9 upon completion of the project, and certainly a modernization, if you will, of the current terminal along with the expansion. It's going to look really great.
And this isn't optional, right? I mean, given the growth that you're experiencing there and what the projections are, you just have to have this, correct?
We do, to keep up with, you know, the square footage requirements that we're looking at from our stakeholders, our airline partners, in terms of what they're looking at needing at each gate area. Obviously, they're flying in larger aircraft, tends to be the future of what smaller airports are seeing across the country. So you go from 50-seat aircraft up to, you know, 180 to 210-seat aircraft, and certainly our gate hold areas don't have enough space right now to accommodate that many passengers on a comfortable basis. And this will address that along with other congestion points throughout the terminal in the gate areas. Checkpoint will be expanded and obviously will be moved to where the restaurant is now to open up additional you know, food and beverage opportunities for passengers once the project is completed.
Oh, so when you come up off the escalators, right to your right is where security checkpoint will be then.
That's correct, and you'll see that when you go through the terminal expansion fly-through that was just posted on our website yesterday.
Yeah, that's cool. What's that? What's that? It's at FargoAirport.com?
Correct, and then once you're on the home page, scroll all the way down to the bottom and click on Airport Authority. Once you're on the Airport Authority section, then look for terminal expansion. You click on that, and then you'll see all of the history of the terminal area design and all of the milestones that have been completed since this project started back in 2021, actually, with the terminal area study. And then you'll see the updates that were posted yesterday for the visual of the terminal fly-through.
FargoAirport.com, under Airport Authority link towards the bottom, and then Terminal Expansion once you get to the Airport Authority page. How many passengers a year board planes at Hector International Airport?
The number of people that purchase tickets, I mean, we're on a record pace right now. We're going to approach 500,000 this year. Our previous record was in 2019, just a little over 450-some thousand passengers, roughly. But we're 15% ahead of last year's pace. We've completely recovered from COVID. And ironically, that's with our carriers operating fewer frequencies than what they actually want to in the market. American is about 50% of what they want to operate in Fargo. I would say Delta and United are about maybe 70, 75% of what they want to operate. And that's due to the ongoing challenges with the pilot shortage.
So what is the growth projections?
You know, the FAA did a terminal area forecast for us and was just updated. We're looking, what they use is fairly conservative, about 2%, 2.3% per year is our growth in terms of in-plane boarded passengers. We've exceeded that in the number of years, but the FAA tends to be a little bit more conservative in those numbers. But we're looking over the planning period of about 2 to 2.3%.
So you're talking about, you know, 10, 20 years out. You know, you're going to be at a number that's going to be. I'm not doing the math here because I wasn't paid to do the math, but I'm thinking that number is going to be pretty significant, which is why you need the space.
The planning period that they came up with, Scott, in the terminal area forecast was over 750,000 in plane passengers within the next 20 years. I think we'll hit that number a little earlier in the projections. You know, back when the terminal originally opened in January of 1986, we did just fewer than 190,000 passengers a year. Now we've exceeded the 450,000 threshold. I believe this year we'll go over the 500,000 threshold, and then within 20 years we should be at 750,000. That's just the number of people that board aircraft to fly out of Fargo. Obviously, have a similar number of those coming back through the terminal as well that return from flights.
What does that kind of growth mean for additional service? Additional, obviously, you got a pilot shortage, as you mentioned, and that's a bump that's got to be worked out here over the next couple of years. But long term, you know, you got that amount of passengers 20 years from now, and as you say, probably sooner than that. What do you think airline service looks like?
Well, currently, you know, with the five gates that we have right now, we're constrained in the early morning hours. There's peak hours at the airport where, you know, obviously you have a lot of morning departures. There's kind of a mid-morning, midday peak of arrivals and departures again. And the constraints that we have in the morning with five gates don't allow, say, United or Delta to maybe operate additional flights that they'd like to launch in the morning to other locations. Maybe it's Atlanta, Salt Lake City, or Charlotte or some other location, just because we don't have the capacity right now with gates to accommodate those aircraft, let alone the capacity at the checkpoint. So obviously this expansion here will provide more gate opportunities, and obviously with the expansion that we made to the checkpoint will hopefully allow, you know, United, American, Delta, and others to take a look at the market to add additional frequencies maybe the Minneapolis or other hubs that they operate at, but also new entrants to take a look at the market. You know, we've been working with Sun Country. They have the landline bus service here right now that's been pretty successful. You know, and Sun Country really doesn't have an opportunity right now to come in the early morning because all of our gates are full. That will change with this expansion to look at Sun Country or Avelo or Breeze. Those are the other new entered carriers that are, you know, taking a look at our market. You know, people talk about Southwest. Well, our population would have to double or maybe close to triple before Southwest would, like, take a look at a market like Fargo, just because when they come in, their model is to operate at least 10 frequencies a day. And we just don't have the population to support that.
Yeah, got it. Well, that's nothing but exciting news for the future, Sean. Appreciate the run-through and the update, and congratulations to everybody involved. I know that's just no easy feat, to all the planning involved in this and the bureaucracy you have to deal with, the federal side as well. So a lot of moving parts to this. Congrats to everybody on a great plan.
It is. Like I say, it's a $124 million project, including the apron, and we're working with the federal, state, and local folks to find those funds.
That's awesome. Thanks, Sean. Take care.
All right. You bet. Thank you.
Short break, back with more on What's On Your Mind after this. We'll get to the stack of stuff here.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
She's always worried about things like that.
What's On Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas, that industry touches every corner of North Dakota? So true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Big news in the oil and gas world today, Energy Transfer Partners, which is, of course, the Dakota Access Pipeline developer, has acquired Crestwood Equity Partners. I guess it's a merger agreement. You never know.
Okay. Yep.
How to describe these things. But Energy Transfer will acquire Crestwood. $7.1 billion deal. And they have really complementary assets because Crestwood has gathering and processing assets in Williston Basin, which is obviously part of the Bakken, feeds the Bakken. And this big deal, big deal. So if you hadn't heard yet, that just announced earlier this morning for our friends at Energy Transfer Partners, a big acquisition there.
Imagine.
Bodes well for the future.
If, as Doug Burgum said, you know, if we could get a pipeline, say, to the Pacific, where we could pipe that liquid natural gas to ships that would be waiting to safely transport it to other countries that would gladly pay us a lot. Mention how much further the oil and natural gas industry could reach in North Dakota if Washington, Oregon, or California would let a pipeline go through their state. But no, that can't happen. So,
exactly right.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
No, and tell you what, that's one of the great things about having Governor Burgum on the stage next week.
Agree 1,000%.
I mean, because there's one governor on that stage, one presidential candidate, rather, on that stage that's actually able to say, I come from a juggernaut of an energy-producing state, and we have
the
way.
We're hamstringed.
Exactly right. Well, very true. So that'll be fun. St. Paul, Minnesota, evidently is becoming a bit of a crime problem.
What?
Rampant crime. And KSTP covered a city council meeting in which people told the council members they've had enough. Listen to this.
And the conversation from the vast majority of those who spoke.
We have bullets in the sidewalk.
Is crime like these, burglaries, assaults, and open drug use continuing to make them feel unsafe, especially at night?
It's a garbage can, and certainly it's been allowed to become like that, and it's sad and it's pathetic.
I'm hurt. I'm afraid. I feel like getting a license to carry because of my fear.
This, by the way, is a Democratic-run city. You heard some of the residents turning it into a garbage can.
Oh, yeah. Learn about Melvin Carter a little bit. Yeah, the mayor of St. Paul.
What do I need to know about him?
Him and Fry and Walls and the whole cabal. I mean, it is. He's all about the equity, the diversity, inclusion, the equity. He leads with an unapologetic equity agenda. So you know,
he's
first
a mayor.
Term. Yeah, he's a mayor.
He's a mayor. Shouldn't he be worried about crime?
Yeah, well, you know, you do the quick search on him, and that's the first thing you see. He leads with an unapologetic equity agenda. So yeah, see you, St. Paul. Once great city of.
Yeah, very interesting. I have
another. Would you go to the state fair this year? I mean, would you go to? I wouldn't go to the state fair. No, I'm not going to the state fair. All the nonsense going on there. I'd love to go. You always went.
I don't go out of my way to go to cities.
Yeah.
To the Twin Cities. I mean, got to be there for something.
Right.
Fine, but otherwise, no chance.
Yeah, that's sad.
Another little audio from you, Chuck Schumer. Democrat senator from New York.
Oh, good.
Was on MSLSD this morning. And interesting take on investigations that he has these days. Listen.
These investigations, they don't matter to the average American people. This is the right wing, the hard right wing talking to each other. Let them keep talking to each other. We're talking to
talking
the American
to themselves.
People. These investigations, they don't matter to the average American people. This is the right wing, the hard right wing talking to each other. Let them keep talking to each other.
Yeah.
We're talking to the American people.
Wait a minute here now. Didn't he spend the entire Trump administration trumpeting one investigation after another? I thought he was pro-investigation. And now the Biden investigation, there's nothing to see here, Kev. Come on, go away.
Yeah, you lost me at Chuck Schumer. The vast right wing, blah, blah. That shows, again, so many people talk about it, how completely out of touch these bubble people are with real America. You know, bring that out to Kansas, Chuck. Bring that to North Dakota. Bring it to South Dakota. Let's see how that message is received in, you know, in Pierre. Let's go there.
Let's go.
Let's go. Come step across the aisle, dude. Let's go bring that message to, you know, to Texas. See how it's going.
Another story out of Goodhue, Minnesota. They are soon to be without local law enforcement because the police force resigned last week. Police Chief Josh Smith resigned at a city council meeting on August 9th. One other full-time officer and five part-time employees resigned August 11th. So as of August 23rd, no police force.
You could say they're tired of the BS. And if you're wondering where Goodhue is, it's down south of Red Wing. South of the city. It's kind of south, a little bit southeast, just north of Zumbrota down there.
Yeah, Rochester area.
Yeah, beautiful area. Great route if you're ever riding a motorcycle in the fall.
They say they're not getting paid enough to deal with what they deal with.
Yeah.
And by the way, they did have a 5% pay increase, and the chief, I guess, got a $13,000 raise earlier this year, but they're done. They're done.
Well, here's the market working. You know, you can't afford to keep them. They're going to go somewhere else and, you know, get more money.
True facts.
That's what's happening. Better find the money.
Texture says, best thing about St. Paul, Schmidt beer and kegs. That was
hey, there you go.
How things have changed. Yeah. Guess what, Scott and Kevin? A lot of us feel the same way about Fargo anymore. It's become a little Minneapolis.
Well, it's
not the same Fargo.
That's certainly a valid point.
No doubt about that.
Yep.
No doubt about that. Let's see here. Are there enough evil leftists? Why do they need to summon demons to fill a grand jury to indict Trump again? I don't know. This is a story that Lister tipped us off to, that a museum in Minneapolis, the Walker Art Center, held a family-friendly event. This term is getting turned on its head, as we've seen from the Fargo drag queen event. And now Minneapolis Walker Art Center, family-friendly event to summon a demon.
Well, clearly they've been having those for a while because the demons are showing up everywhere. Think about it. I mean, they're just having another one. Look around. This is all demonic. This is all, you know, to the perversion. I mean, to this perversion side of the scale of life.
By the way,
it's too far.
Evidently, according to Walker Art Center, there's nothing to worry about here because this is a playful demon that's going to be summoning.
Ah, very good.
A playful demon
playful
summoning
demon.
Session.
Good.
Yeah. So the session to summon the demon, it's playful, Kevin. So
possession, you go to Valley Fair or what?
Yeah. Ride the devil ride. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Unreal.
Just sick. Sick. You know what? I love those people in St. Paul rising up because that's what it's going to take. Let your voices be heard.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. Hawaii Governor Josh Green said yesterday that only a handful of the victims of the wildfire have been identified so far. The death toll from the Hawaii wildfires now up to 106. A Utah man who was killed by FBI agents earlier this month had confronted police with an assault-style rifle 5 years ago. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report he claims will show fraud during the 2020 election in Georgia and will exonerate exonerate him in the recent indictment. The Pacific Northwest bracing for near record temperatures this week as a dangerous heat wave settles over the region. Heat warnings in Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. The United Auto Workers pressing for a strike vote against Detroit's big three automakers. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Of the Red River Valley is where you need, right where you need them. And privileged to serve patients in a variety of settings, their own homes, nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living facilities, and many other places people consider home in both rural and urban areas across portions of North Dakota and western Minnesota. Hospice of the Red River Valley also provides care and services to anyone who meets the guidelines for care. No one is turned away regardless of insurance coverage or ability to pay. Find additional resources regarding the hospice benefit and office locations at hrrv.org, hrrv.org, Hospice of the Red River Valley.
Got to give a shout-out. If you are a motorcycle enthusiast, would love you to join us for Ole's Ride for Hospice coming up on the 26th of August, Virgis, Minnesota. Register at Billy's at 10. I think we roll out at noon. And Going to be taking part for the first time in about 12 years in Ole's Ride this year, or 10 years, whatever. But very excited about it.
So are you?
All to benefit my buddy, his legacy, Ole Barton, who lost his battle with cancer. So Ole's Ride is the 26th. Love to have you join us.
Also brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. All the great deals are at MyPillow.com, and you're helping fuel a great patriot, Mike Lindell, and all of his employees. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, call 800-506-9028. All the 20th anniversary specials are going on right now. By the way, today is day one of the election summit in Springfield, Missouri. And if you go to lindellevent.com, you can still sign up to be part of that. Take that in. There's events all day today. Tomorrow, the big plan is revealed. But great info happening all day. So check it out at lindellevent.com. You put your email address in there and then the referral code Scott to get the very good deal. All right. You know, day in and day out, more than ever these days, it seems, we deal with things that are not exactly fun to talk about, fun to think about. You kind of find yourself wondering, what the heck's becoming of this world? You know, what are things doing? And in times like these, I think it's important to find some things that make you smile and that are heartwarming. And know that there is a lot of good in this world. There is a lot of good in this world. There's no doubt about it. Evil pops its head up, and when it does, we need to talk about it. We need to deal with it, no doubt about it. But do we celebrate the good enough? I don't think so. So today I wanted to do that and tell you about a young man that won a Student Leadership Award yesterday at Governor Burgum's Summit on Innovative Education, which is held, by the way, in West Fargo, Cheney Middle School in West Fargo. Aiden Pelton joins us on the program to talk about this award and what he did to receive it. He's an incoming junior at Watford City High School. Aiden, how are you? Daniel, we got Aiden? All right, I did talk to him earlier, and he was waiting for your call. Okay, we're trying to get him on the line here. Love this story, though. Absolutely love this story. All the things that he did. And it, you know, some people get a student leadership award for doing one thing and one thing well. This guy's done it again as a sophomore in high school.
And this is America. This is real America. This is real world stuff. You know. Achievement, going, doing more, showing up early and staying late. I love it.
It is. All right, Aiden's on the phone now. Aiden, congratulations.
Hey, Aiden.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Well, congratulations on receiving the Student Leadership Award yesterday. That had to be a nice little milestone for a youngster like you, huh?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, and I was happy, very humbled to get it.
So let's talk about what led to it. I've seen the things that the governor was talking about yesterday, and there's quite the list here, especially for a guy that's just completing his sophomore year in high school and going to be a junior. And one of them was being a mentor in the Little Buddy program. Tell me about the Little Buddy program.
Yeah, so it's this program that we have at my high school. It's been going on for a couple of years now. So what it is, and I'm just a member of this. I'm not in charge of it or anything like that, but so what it is, you know, there's students in our elementary school system that have gone through trauma, they've gone through, you know, social problems, all those kinds of things. So what we do actually is we get paired up with those students individually. We have about, I think, 30 high school students that do this program. And they go down to the elementary schools, and they're paired up with these students that are having these issues, and they're turned into like a buddy, you know, a buddy. That's the whole point of the program. Be a role model to that student, hang out with them for an hour, you know, and it's just as simple as that, just once a week, and, you know, you become a mentor to them.
Yeah, it's like big brothers, big sisters, you know.
It's really awesome. Cool.
Yep.
It's really cool, though. Think about that, you know, impact on an elementary student.
Oh, way to go, man.
From a high school student. What kind of conversations did you have doing that?
There are so many little conversations you have. And, you know, one thing I actually noticed with it is a lot of times you go down there, you're paired up with a buddy, but, you know, at the same time, you're also, you know, paired up with all that buddy's little friends, too. So you end up making five other friends. But, you know, it's just a bunch of little conversations about what the kids that age talk about. And then we also try and every once in a while, maybe every month, talk about a mental health topic. One example was self-esteem. So, you know, we just sit down, we just talk about them for 5-10 minutes about that topic because, you know, those kids, they don't have the attention span. But
awesome.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
And you develop those relationships going, you know, with their 5th, 6th grade. You get to senior year, they're 7th, 8th grade now. Then, you know, you still got your little buddies going, and you're always giving them something to look up to. So I would imagine that motivates you as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. The relationships you can build through that are going to be awesome.
Great idea for a program, and wonderful to hear a little bit about the success. Another reason you received the Student Leadership Award yesterday was your participation in the Vision West Mental Health Subcommittee. Now, committees like this are, you know, not unusual in communities and they're around, but to have a high school student, in your case, a sophomore in high school at the time, to be part of that is pretty amazing. What has that experience been like?
Yeah, so I got into that committee through our ambassador program at my high school. So what it basically is a committee that's dedicated to helping with the mental health. We have a behavioral health summit once a year. So that's what that committee kind of organizes. So that last time it was in Dickinson in June. And it's just discussing all sorts of topics with professionals, mental health. And then we've had panels the last 2 years. So the first year we did it, we had a panel with around like 8 of our high school students. And then this year we had 4 of us from Watford. One was not from Watford, but 4 of us on a panel. So, you know, we discussed mental health topics and stuff that we're doing in our high school to help out with that.
How big of a problem is that? I mean, we hear about it obviously everywhere, all across the country. But in a city like Watford City, North Dakota, which is just salt of the earth, good stock, wonderful folks, how much in your time, even as a student there, do you see this mental health problem rearing its head?
Yeah, so, you know, in Watford City in the last couple of years, we've had some loss. We've had a lot of loss. So, you know, kind of after that, we kind of looked at that, and, you know, this, we know that it's been going on. So even after COVID, you know, it was made an initiative. Mental health was made an initiative even before I was in high school. So, you know, so throughout our loss and then through COVID, we've taken mental health as a priority in my high school. So that's why I'm on this committee. And that's why we're having discussions on a panel with some of our students about it.
That's wonderful. Remove the stigma, big time. You mentioned the ambassador program. Another reason for the award is the fact that you chaired the ambassador program. So what's that?
Yeah. So the ambassador program at my high school, the goal is to align community and the school with businesses and community members. So, you know, the ambassador program is what really got me into all these other things. So, you know, the ambassador program takes on little projects. So we'll do things like the cultural food fair. And the ambassador program also is just going out there and reaching out with the community. Every once in a while, we go down to the elementary schools, as an ambassador program, and we speak to the kids there, and we you know, go around at lunch and we hand them flyers for things like, you know, coming out to play soccer, and we're encouraging them to, you know, go out and get into the community. And then our ambassador program also helps run some of our other community events.
That's fantastic. I mean, what do you do in your spare time? You don't have any.
Well, I find time to get my golf in.
Oh, that's awesome. And you mentioned also one of the things the ambassador program did was the cultural food fair. I know you led that back in March. Talk about life in Watford City and the melting pot that has become and why you do things like the cultural food fair.
Yeah, so the cultural food fair, the idea was brought up by Allie Cross, another member of student council. She actually just graduated. But so the goal of it kind of is to we have a lot of diversity. We had 13 foreign exchange students, I believe it was, 13 or 15 foreign exchange students at our school. So we were like, well, we need to do something to help include them and show off our diversity because, you know, we make a lot of friends with these exchange students. So we had a cultural food fair that our student council led, and it was very successful.
That's so awesome. It really is. And you're just incoming now as a junior. Big plans,
yes,
for the junior
correct.
Year?
Junior year. So we're having another cultural food fair in October, the end of
course
October.
Of course you are.
For the governor's summit, Wofford here. So we're going to be finishing that out with that. So
that's awesome. That is great. Aiden, how did you become so motivated to do so much as a youngster?
Well, I just, I got into it through the ambassador program, and my mentors keep pushing me, and I guess just now I'm here.
That's awesome. You have great parents, too.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. Aaron and Angie Felton, the parents of Aiden Felton, the Student Leadership Award winner at the Governor's Summit on Innovative Education yesterday. You made us feel good today. That's incredible what you're doing. Keep up the great work, and have a great junior year, okay, Aiden?
Yep, thank you very much.
You bet. Good chatting with you. What's on your mind? Feel-good story of the day right
awesome.
There.
Awesome. So
isn't
awesome.
Isn't it? Exactly right. Remember that. There's a lot of Aiden Peltons out there. A lot of good in this world. We just keep battling the bad, the woke, the evil. Speaking of woke, you won't believe what Harvard University is encouraging their students to do. tell you about it when we come back.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by Gateway Building Systems, where they understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. That's right, they're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. That means they can give you Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, the works. They've helped a lot of farmers customize their operations, and they want to do the same for you. Planning and design, all the way to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites, rest assured knowing that the Gateway team will provide you with the best storage solutions. And there is some Brock Solid discounts going on right now on the bins, too. So check them out at gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. back on What's on Your Mind, and we have just a few moments left. I have a story I promised to tell you about at Harvard, and Kevin's going to tell us a little bit about Bidenomics here. I'm sure you're going to say good things about Bidenomics because
John Kennedy.
Great.
John Kennedy.
Okay.
Yeah, enough said there.
He's got an opinion on
that. Oh, yeah.
That'll be interesting. All right, here's the story. At an event at Harvard University, they encouraged graduate students to apply for food stamps. By the way, they have a $53 billion endowment at Harvard. That's the number, Kev. We were wondering how many billion it was really.
I know, I looked too. There's a few there, a few dollars there.
Harvard University Health Services reminded grad students that they could fuel their bodies and stock their pantries by using government assistance to pay for groceries. Go to Harvard, find out how to live on the public dole. This is an insult to people who actually need these things. And this is all stemming. These grad students are in a big dispute. Because did you know there's a grad school union?
Oh, really?
Grad school union.
Oh, yep. I did not know that. Yep. Hey. Union.
And they've gone on strike twice in recent years over livable wage disputes. They want more money from Harvard. So if they can't get it, they're going to go to the food stamp thing. You can't.
Let's start doing the math on the $52 billion. I mean, what does $52 billion a year generate in revenue versus, I don't know, what does it cost to feed a student? $30 a day times how many students?
They can feed themselves. They're graduate students.
They can feed them caviar and lobster daily and still not run out of money.
They're making money. They come
crazy.
From wealthy families. That's just insane. Texter says, the flag and the people making it possible are one of the good things happening in this world. God bless the flag. You make our day. Awesome station. Well,
thank you very much.
Yes. Charlie Kirk coming up on this station just a little bit, as a matter of fact. So we'll keep it going here. Another texter. George Floyd's death led to the Defund the Police and Black Lives Matter movements. I can't breathe. George had COVID-19. Google it. I did. He might have been vaccinated. Vaccinated people can't get COVID, they said. Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for that. So what is our friend, Mr. Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, one of the great orators of the U.S. Senate, have to say about Bidenomics?
Oh, you're going to love this.
I'm also sorry that the American people are going through through Bidenomics. Bidenomics is pretty simple. It's just bigger government, more spending, and higher prices. And I've said this before, at least in Louisiana, inflation is gutting my people like a fish. My people are getting really good at barely getting by. And in America, you shouldn't have to take an early distribution from your retirement account or sell blood plasma in order to go to the grocery store. And President Biden is out there saying prices are high and your 401k is crashing because the economy is so good. That's what he just doesn't get it. And that's why he's polling up there, right up there with fungal infection.
Fungal infection?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you like
up there with a fungal infection.
Yeah, you know, one thing he's talking about is these price hikes, these things, a lot of them are permanent.
Well, my people in Louisiana, for example, the median household income for a family of four in Louisiana is about $55,000 to $60,000 a year. Because of President Biden's inflation and Bidenomics, they're paying an extra $700 a month, $9,000 a year, and they don't have it. Yes. If there's any good news, the rate of inflation has been falling. Now, what does that mean? That just means prices are still going up, but they're not going up as quickly as they were. But I hate to say it, but these high prices, they are permanent. Even if inflation goes to zero tomorrow, we're still going to be stuck with these higher prices, which are a direct result of President Biden's economic policy. And do the people around the White House get it? I think some get it, but they can't defend it. Others just feel like their favorite form of spending, which is causing this inflation, is more. And they don't get it. But either way, This inflation's a cancer on the American dream. And I will tell you, it's going to be, I know President Biden wants to change the subject in the election to President Trump and his indictments. But if you ask me to single out one thing that is causing President Biden, as I said, to be about as popular as robocalls, it's his inflation.
Of course it is. He nailed it.
Popular as robocalls.
And a fungal infection.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pulling right up there with that.
With cholera.
All right, folks, we got to go on What's on Your Mind. Reminding you, great lunch awaits at PetroServe USA. Smothered pork chops, 12th Avenue and I-29. Country fried steak in Harwood. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna, downtown MP Avenue. Steak bites in Glendon. Chicken pot pie in Euland. BP noodle hot dish on 45th. PetroServe USA. God bless you tomorrow on MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. With over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.